You're listening to a Game of Thrones. Now, it's not the soundtrack from the show, but it could be. It's done by Take Three. That is a trio that is, and it sounds, take a cello, a violin, and a grand piano, put them together, and the music that they create is pretty outstanding. They're going to be the group that has been added to February for Burlington Civic Music. And I got Barbara McRoberts joining me. And Barbara, it has been anything but a normal 2020, and I guess 2021 is sort of a wait and see, but you said you've got some, the good news is you have space at Memorial Auditorium to do things that a lot of things don't have. Is that right?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why we're very lucky to have the auditorium. It is certainly the kind of venue where we can put, at best, 2,000 people. Well, at 50%, that allows us to do 1,000 people, and we really haven't wanted to do that. We really haven't, because that would then put a lot of people together, and we probably have to have 20 or 50 ushers just to kind of sort people out, because we want them to be safe. I mean, we truly do. And we also want to do, if you allow me, Saturday Night Live on the River, which we're going to do with these first two concerts in this half of our season. So when we did our show in October, we had approximately 250 chairs set up on the arena floor, and they were spaced, and we had several people come in together, and they could put those chairs together should they choose. We are asking for masks. We will have them on hand if people don't remember. I think most of us now are carrying masks in our cars, in our purses, in our pockets.
Yes.
And we've gotten used to masking up. So we will ask people to do that. Should they sit down then with their group when they wish to remove their mask, because I think it is easier to breathe. You know, we do not have a mask police. We really don't. But we really want everybody to feel comfortable in coming to see live music. I think we're all just really ready, you know, for some really good performing artists. They're anxious to tour. And the reason things completely really have been, as we call it, a schedule shuffle for season 2021 is that we have many of our artists in our 7 or 8 series, concert series, we will have international artists. Well, they tour generally in 2 or 3 month blocks, which is why out of the 10 shows we started with, we really have come down to 6 in the auditorium, 1 at the Capitol Theater, because they couldn't tour here for 2 months. I mean, we've lost the Canadians. They're not lost wandering around in Canada, but, you know, they finally said, you know, we just can't do this. And so that January show has been canceled at the Capitol, and we can't. See, the thing of it is with the Capitol, and it's a wonderful venue for small groups, but we really can't social distance real well there.
Right.
If we know we're going to have a group, let's say the Chicago Harps are going to come in on May 3rd, we know we're not going to sell 800 tickets to that show. So we can put them in the Capitol Theater and comfortably move people around, probably 100 to 150, because that theater holds right around 350 people. But the auditorium, going back to your main point, is really very practical space for us in terms of the social protocols to keep people healthy.
And, you know, I said last week, and I've said it a couple of times over the past few weeks, that is that we don't know really exactly how this the vaccine rollout is going on. And the vaccine rollout will be the basically stake in the heart of this pandemic that will actually put it to an end. And that, it's going to take a while before it rolls out, and it's going to take a while before we reach all of the people. But when it does, it means that life is going to start to return to real normal. Not the new normal, but real normal. And I'm hoping, and I'm guessing you are too, that all of that is in our rear window when you start the season for next year. Is that right?
Oh, truly. I think most of the medical people with whom I visited or we listened to are convinced that probably by, I would say, maybe early, late spring, that the majority of people that are considered either in the top tier or the second tier or whatever they're calling them, groups, will have had their vaccinations. That has not let us off the hook. We're still going to have to be, I think, wearing protective masks because we've all been told, you know what, it's 90% protective, but on the other hand, you still have to be careful. And I think we've learned that. If we have learned nothing else, I think we have learned that because we all, I don't think there's anyone that I know that has not either had a friend or a family member with COVID-19.
And I think the fact that you...
And I think that's something that was of concern to us even when we were planning for the planning last spring, if you will, for the upcoming season. But, I mean, we already had seen a cancellation by a European group. In fact, we recently just had to postpone and reschedule Catapult because they're international, and they waited until, as one of the artists said, we've waited as long as we can, but by Christmas, he said, we can't see bringing people in and touring for 2 months. Because when you think about it, you know, they're staying in hotels, they're on a tour bus, and it's really impossible for them to protect themselves, let alone maybe pick something up along the way. So I appreciate all the efforts that agents have gone to and artists have gone to. We were all really very, those of us that have worked with Columbia Artist Management, very sad to learn that they had filed for Chapter 11 back in the probably early winter because, you know, they're the ones that actually started the Community Concerts Association.
Wow.
And they've had so many artists that were international, and they couldn't make it through. So I do know that several of their, what we would call art managers, representatives, have formed a newer company so that they can still do a lot of representation. But that, you know, was kind of symptomatic of what's going on in the entertainment industry. Not all the artists are going to make it. Not all the agents are going to make it. Not all the designers, whether they're lighting or costume. It's a very, very big industry. It really is.
And it is a global industry. And a global industry is a very difficult industry to be negotiating with, at least
exactly.
At this time. But for next year, I'm guessing you are working on next year, and I'm going to guess people are a lot more optimistic about things getting back to near normal, back to normal next year. Is that right?
That is correct. I'm not at liberty to comment on it right now because I've got a couple that are dates that are still being negotiated and a couple contracts that are still being negotiated. But we are pretty well set for next year because when you look at what our season is going to be, we're going to really literally be bringing three shows into next season that should have been on our season this year. For example, Gentry, the Gentleman Trio, was scheduled for October, so we rescheduled them for October of 21. We were unable to present David Kroll's Country Christmas, which really was kind of disheartening. We're going to have him do that in December of 21. And then Catapult, the Magic Shadow show, which was scheduled for March, we have scheduled for then 2022.
So Catapult,
and then we have some other wonderful ideas and a couple of really kind of surprises. We're going to bring George Morrow back.
Okay.
He was a group that, and the Six Appeal that we kicked off our season with outside this year. We've never gone outside. And it was really kind of fun. We may try it next year, too.
Okay, Take 3 is happening at the auditorium Saturday, February the 20th, if I'm
20th.
Correct. And that is... And you're listening to a little bit more of that. Catapult, you said that has been moved to 2022. Is that correct?
That has moved to 2022. And guess what we're doing on then? It would be March 20th. As I said, it's Saturday Night Live in Burlington. We're bringing in a comedian ventriloquist, Todd Oliver, who has, well, he's actually been a headliner in Branson, so maybe some of our audience members have seen him. And he's also been on the Letterman show and that kind of thing was, I believe, one of the runners up in America's Got Talent a couple years ago. He has a buddy, and it's a dog. He has a dog named Irving. and he talks. And if you, between bringing in a just wonderful chamber group, and you thank you for playing the music from Game of Thrones, because that's wonderful, and they are wonderful. But we also need a little bit of laughter in our lives, and we haven't brought a comedian in. Ooh, I have to go back into our history, because I know we had, when Columbia Artists was touring some of their major artists, like Bob Hope, he was in here, Red Skelton was in here. Well, now we're going to have Todd Oliver and his talking dog, Irving. And it really is totally hilarious.
Now, that's on
he
the
billed
20th,
his show
right?
as
yeah.
the funniest night of your life. So we're looking forward to that. The rest of the season then remains the same.
Okay.
That we had planned. We're still going to have the Gentleman of Hip Hop come in, and
Chicago Harp Quartet,
the harps, and then also Texas tenors.
All right. Well, it's going to be happening, and again, and we're going to have more information on that. And as we see the vaccinations, as we see the world change, hopefully over the summer. The international events are really hard to handle, aren't they? That's really
yeah,
because of
they
travel.
Are. They have been. We've not had, well, I have been doing this in Burlington here for over 10 years. Well, we've never had a year like this. I mean, I don't recall even going back into history. Obviously, there were some difficult years during war times, and there were difficult seasons during particularly the Depression. But I look back in civic music's history, and they've never stopped. In other words, things changed, but they always managed to put a concert or two on during those years. And we took that in consideration when we planned this season and also certainly next season. Our ticket sales, interestingly enough, for this coming season, the single ticket sales, and we will be selling single tickets, will go through either the auditorium's box office, which is open from 10:30 to 4 during the week, or through our phone, which is our civic music phone, which is 319-752-0336. And right now, the tickets have, right at this moment today, the tickets are in the process of being printed individually, and they'll be not going through Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster kind of effectively here has been shuttered because it was just too difficult to order. And there were right, and there was just too many changes in schedules. As you said, you looked at your March and April calendar for 2020, and it was pretty empty.
Well, let's hope that we have, and we will be with, we'll have Barbara back when just ahead of that concert, the Take 3 concert, and ahead of each of the individual concerts as they go on. And we'll know more as we know more, and we will have more as we have Barbara with us. Barbara.
And it's always a delight to talk with you because first of all, you are Mr. Burlington Radio here, and you do such a good job for all of us. I have to commend you, and you'll give me at least, you know, a 10-second commendation because you do present information well, and you also then kind of, not tantalize, but I guess I would, with the audience with music from Take 3. It's very difficult to put Oliver on, but I'll see if Todd Oliver wants to maybe have Irving talk to us on the radio. How about that?
There we go. We'll see what we can do, and we'll do what we need to do. Barbara, you
there
have
you
a great let's have a great 2021, and let it get better and better as the year goes along.
I think that sounds like a wonderful plan.
Barbara, have a great day.
Thank you.